Here with me in this interview is James Dodd. He is president of AGR International. They are a company based in Alpharetta, Georgia, and we're here at the Poultry Expo and Feed Expo taking place in Atlanta, Georgia. James, I caught my eye walking by your exhibit, your display here, that you're now involved in assisting in the production of some of the ethanol plants that are popping up around the country. I think the story that I'm interested in is, as your company's been around a lot longer than the ethanol boom, how did you get involved in this type of facility production?
Well, AGR International was founded with a focus of doing turnkey projects, engineering, design, build projects in the feed industry. And our focus has been integrated poultry and swine feed manufacturing. And in any typical feed, it's 70% roughly corn-based. 70% of every ton of feed, complete feed, has got corn in it. So high-capacity feed mills have an awful lot of corn and corn storage and corn processing as part of it. And we have done an awful lot of corn processing facilities, from unit train receiving, unloading, high capacity systems, storage, grinding, the same thing that the ethanol industry requires. So we saw what the ethanol industry was doing, and it was just a good fit for us to take our expertise in grain handling and be a participant in the ethanol boom.
So you work with a company that's designing an ethanol production facility, and what you're doing is a component of that.
That's correct. The majority of the major players, maybe all the major players of the ethanol companies that design and build ethanol plants, pretty much sub out the grain portion, and also on the back end, the DDG portion.
And you get involved in that back-end side too, right?
That's correct. And so they look for companies like AGR International to assist them in taking care of the grain handling portion of these new ethanol plants.
Well, how do you feel about where things are right now with the ethanol boom? And, you know, it sounds like there's a little bit of another shot in the arm with the President's State of the Union speech, where he's again encouraged the expansion and production of ethanol as a renewable energy source. How do you feel as you look forward? Do you see this as a pretty good-looking growth area for your business?
Well, for our business, it is definitely an area of growth and new opportunity and an expanded business. There is a tremendous amount of ethanol production under construction right now and in future plans for a large number, much more so than the growth in the feed industry. Feed is pretty much a mature industry. So, yes, it's an exciting area for us to be involved with. And I think the future of ethanol is going to be a positive thing for the country as a whole. Corn prices to the feed industry right now is a bit of an ouch for them to handle. I think that's going to probably allow for more acres of corn to be planted, and there be enough corn in another year or two to supply both industries.
When you work on a project with an ethanol plant, are you looking at ways for the part that you are responsible for I assume you are, to be as efficient as possible? Because one of the things that the early detractors have always pointed to is the inefficiencies, and what I seem to see is a lot of companies working very hard to make those plants much more efficient so that the ratio of energy use versus energy gain becomes more and more positive.
Yes, it is a focus on efficiency and performance, and using industrial technology, equipment that will last, and using the equipment that requires the least amount of horsepower. When you look at, say, a comparison of a belt conveyor versus a a drag chain conveyor, for example. And the other part of it is they focus with great commitment and intensity on safety. The construction and operation is very much focused on safety during a construction and the operation. And the other thing I'd mention is on air pollution, dust control of the receiving and transferring of corn is a key part of the design and the systems that we're putting in to keep it a clean operation. And certainly you don't want dust explosions. And a typical 100 million gallon producing ethanol plant goes through about 22 million bushels of corn a year. If you don't have good equipment and good dust control, you could create a very unsafe situation real quick.
Well, I really appreciate your time here. That's James Dodd, who is president of AGR International here at the Poultry International Poultry Expo and International Feed Expo combined for the first time. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.